Okay, well, let's start with, I mean, this is all I'm talking to people about today. So do you have a beard idol? Are you going for the Harden? Are you going for the LeBron?
Nah,
you going for the Davis?
Yeah, right there. Yep. My dad got a beard. You know, I'm trying to go for it. Just like him.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to be just like my daddy, Craig. So
there you go.
Yeah,
there
that's it right there.
I want to talk about your journey because it's been a kind of a, you know, you're a safety. You're a wide receiver. You're a quarterback. You're a wide receiver again. Mm-hmm. You know, this is now a second year back with the same coach, same everything, you know, same position. Is that helpful for you to not be moving around so much?
Oh, yeah. It's way helpful because, you know, by me moving, I had to learn defense. And then a week or so later, I got to learn offense again.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's more easy because I'm at one position.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to work on my technique at that position every day, get better and better at it. So uh-huh. It's way easier for me now.
Yeah. And I was noticing yesterday and today, there's some spirited yapping between you guys and the cornerback, even when stretching.
Oh, yeah.
It gets a little yappy across the aisle there.
Oh, yeah.
Good competitions going on.
Oh, yeah. We love them. We love the cornerbacks. You know, we know they're going to come out and talk. Uh-huh. So we got to talk, too. You know what I'm saying? So as we do that, I feel like the confidence for each group grows, mm-hmm. and then the competition get better and better every day. So mm-hmm. we plan to do that every single day.
Yeah.
So it's going to get better.
Yeah. So what is this, your fourth camp? Oh, I guess you had the issue, you had to go back and came back in January
crazy
and everything.
Issue.
Yeah. So, man, you have had a crazy journey to get to here.
Like, tell me about it.
Yeah. I remember the first game of your – I guess it would have been your second year, but your freshman year. I was walking in the stadium, and I saw about 12 people with your number on. Is that your family, I guess?
Oh, yeah. They so supportive.
Yeah?
No, I got family in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know, they supportive, too. And I can't ask for no better, no support group around me.
Yeah.
And they was behind my – they had my back the whole way.
Uh-huh.
They helped me stay focused and – Yeah, that was all of them now.
Yeah. So tell me about other guys you're playing with, some of the younger guys, the receivers, how it's going.
Oh, man. Dunny mm-hmm. right there. Sandy. Dom that just got their Stampley.
Mm-hmm.
Man, them guys are really good. They're fast, too, really fast. And they developing.
Mm-hmm.
They developing into, you know, something I haven't seen before here, you know what I'm saying? So for them to be so young, they're coming together. We all coming together well, and we're going to do a really good receiving core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, last question: are you going to keep the beard all year? Are you going to shave for the season? Do you have a facial hair plan? Oh, you don't reveal that, or?
Nah, I'm keeping this beard. I can't shave this, man. My teammates will get on me, but.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I got to keep the beard.
Okay.
It makes me look good.
And I'll a second last question: who has the best beard on the team?
Oh, me.
You have this. Me. Is it right here? Me. I'm looking at it.
Uh-huh. By far, uh-huh. Trenard Davis has the best beard.
Okay, I'm gonna put that in print.
I'm telling you.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it.
That's me.